The next person I met with was Dr. Howard Hoekster, who began our conversation by commenting on one of his major clinical research interests, oxaliplatin neurotoxicity and its potential amelioration with calcium and magnesium.
The issue with oxaliplatin neurotoxicity is that it is a cumulative dose-limiting toxicity, so that basically you have a drug that works really well for colon cancer, but you cannot give enough of it to achieve the maximum benefit. If we go back to the N9741 study, the one that Rich Goldberg conducted that compared FOLFOX to IFL, they could show that most patients with FOLFOX went off treatment before progression. And in fact, the time to treatment failure for FOLFOX is about 6 months, and the time to progression was about 9 months. So that really you stopped oxaliplatin on the average well before people progressed. So in that context, if you add a biologic that might be anticipated to increase the time to progression from 9 months to, let's say, 11 or 12 months, you're still going to run into the same problem of early time to treatment failure. You're not going to be able to get the optimal use of oxaliplatin. So one way that we've been able to deal with that is the use of calcium and magnesium. So this story really begins with a neurophysiologist in France who was married to an oncologist. And he was telling her about the oxaliplatin neurotoxicity. This is Eric Gamelan. And she said, oh, well, that's just like myotonia. You get opening of the sodium channels and the nerves get hyperexcitable. And in fact, they tested it out, and it seemed like that's what was happening, that somehow the oxalate portion of oxaliplatin stripped away calcium and opened these sodium channels, depolarizing the neurons and causing them to be hyperreactive. And, you know, we see that clinically in practice. All the time patients tell me they start chewing, they take a bite, and then they get this incredible trigeminal pain. And it's really, you start the neurologic reflex and then the nerve kind of is overstimulated and it just continues to fire in a way that causes a lot of pain. So they showed in their model system that if you gave calcium and magnesium back at the time of oxaliplatin, it would be helpful. And a clinical trial where they gave a gram of calcium and a gram of magnesium before and after oxaliplatin to some patients and some who didn't get it showed that patients who got the calcium magnesium had a much lower rate of going off oxaliplatin for neurotoxicity. And the response rates were pretty similar. But this was not a randomized trial.